Hello, friend. In the text on the screen, the late Tibetan teacher points us into an intriguing direction when it comes to exploring fears, both the surface fears and what he suggests, the much deeper embedded fears that are always there. In the quote, he also makes reference to a state of calm and a relaxation as being a precondition to this exploration. So let us begin there. Familiar ground, the previous meditations have all been concerned with settling the body and the mind. And so we do it again, again and again. Each meditation, whether you're a beginner or an old hand at doing this, it always begins, so I'm told, from people who've been doing this forever. Begins with tuning in, tuning inward. Not to look for anything in particular, but to see what is there, what arises into the awareness moment by moment. We'll never know. It may be familiar, but it cannot be the same as on previous occasions, because they are already in the past, and the past is gone. So let us begin together. Begin by taking your posture. Really consciously notice how you're sitting. And if you're lying or standing, translate that to your situation. But I'll be making reference to sitting. Sit as upright as you can without forcing anything. Because in this attitude of uprightness and alertness, we begin to explore, to tune in and listen to sensations, feelings, even thoughts, moment by moment. Like sitting at the edge of a slow-moving river, or fast moving. We're sitting still and the water moves. And moment by moment, what we see differs from what we've just seen. One moment it's calm and clear. Next moment something floats along. Some debris, a bird, a ripple. And we sit still and watch, observe, focus only on what is occurring right before our eyes and right in our awareness. So let's do that for a few minutes of silence. You know what to do. How do you experience your body? How do you know there is a body, not just a thinking mind? a worrying mind, a concerned, anxious mind, one seeking calmness and relaxation. Let go of all expectations, or at least put them aside, and be open to whatever arises in your body right now. Perhaps you can feel your feet on the ground, or your back resting against something, or your buttocks being pushed into the chair, into the cushion that you're sitting on. Just now. Nothing special, but it does require a little effort. A little effort to keep distractions at bay, and if they do arise, thoughts, images in our mind, just return to this exploration, this investigation of the body. Because the body is constantly changing like that river that flows past. So be curious. Breathing, breathing in and breathing out, letting the body breathe itself. Perhaps add 3 long exhales. Opening the lips and softening the jaws. Long exhale. And with each exhale, notice how your awareness softens. Perhaps even your body stance softens without collapsing, just like a sigh. And follow the breath into your body, into the softening. Tiny moments of relaxation that may or may not occur. But trust that the body knows what it's doing, and all you can add is an awareness, a curiosity. The beginning of the out-breath, all the way to the end of the out-breath. Just experiment with that. Repeat it again and again. And welcome whatever it is you notice, whatever comes into your awareness. This is the practice of calming the mind and relaxing the body. It is always relative. Just be a little, barely noticeable. Or you might even feel it a little stronger than the last time. Not to worry. Not to add any worry to your already anxious mind, already stressed. Just allow this long, gradual exhale, this long sigh. Lips apart, jaws slackened. And in a moment, when you hear the sound of the bell, you can continue sitting at your own pace for another minute, another 5 or 10, continuing this practice of exploring the breath, the out-breath, into the body. Or you can open your eyes, look around, give thanks, and continue your normal routines. Whatever you do, may you be at ease.